A desire to cash in on the popularity of ecotourism has resulted in some state governments seeking and approving private tourism developments in national parks. It's forced those fighting against such ventures to take their cases to the courts, with some success, as Jess Davis reports.
Lake Malbina on Tasmania's Central Plateau has become emblematic of the fight over development in national parks. A proposal for a fly fishing tourism venture on Halls Island has been met with stark opposition.
We're really worried that the politicians have no concept of why this place is so important.
Wildlife photographer Dan Broon is part of a group fighting the project that will see guests flown in by helicopter. Last weekend, more than 150 people gathered here in protest before a group of them hiked 15 kilometres into the contentious area to symbolically claim it for the Tasmanian people.
Reclaim Malbina!
It is not a commodity to be sold off.
Recently, the federal court ordered the Commonwealth Government to reassess the application. Nicole Summer is the principal lawyer for the Environmental Defenders Office, leading the challenge on behalf of the Wilderness Society.
The Halls Island project will be a test for how the Commonwealth Government deals with development in World Heritage areas.
While private developments do exist in Tasmania's national parks, they're rare. But with the popularity of ecotourism on the rise, governments and businesses are beginning to recognise the potential to cash in.
We think there's an opportunity for sustainable growth within this niche tourism sector.
Heath Garrett is the general manager of the Australian Walking Company. They've been running a private walk on Tasmania's overland track for more than 30 years. In recent years, the company has expanded rapidly, with 6 walks now available in Tasmania and Victoria, and a further 8 applications underway across the country, including at Uluru.
It's so important on the government and also the tourism industry to ensure that growth is sustainable and managed really well.
In Tasmania, Queensland and South Australia, state governments are not just accepting applications, they're actively seeking them through expressions of interest. On Kangaroo Island south of Adelaide, the South Australian government has approved a development by the Australian Walking Company in the iconic Flinders Chase National Park.
We're here at beautiful Sandy Creek or Sandy Beach.
But locals like former ranger Caroline Patterson are fighting to stop the development, which will be built on coastal headlands that she says are too fragile.
Some places are okay to open up and make accessible for visitors, and some places are not. And if they're not, the government just needs to say no.
Local groups have launched a case against the state government in the Supreme Court, concerned by the lack of public consultation and arguing the development is inappropriate. In a statement to the ABC, the Federal Environment Minister said the government balances any commercial opportunities within parks with strengthening the resilience of our ecosystems and the benefits for traditional owners.
Jess Davis reporting there.